Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hi, I'm Ricard Fernandes, editor of Evidence-Based Child Health, a Cochrane Review journal. The Cochrane Airways Group has published a set of Cochrane reviews looking at the safety of regular inhaler treatment with long-acting beta-2 agonists in asthma, either alone or in combination with corticosteroids. It has now brought these reviews together into an overview that focuses on child-specific data. This overview was published in the Cochrane Library in October 2012, with a summary in the November 2012 issue of the Evidence-Based Child Health Journal. The coordinating editor of the Airways Group, Chris Cates, based in London, England, outlines the findings and the implications for care of children with asthma.
Formoterol and salmeterol are asthma reliever treatments designed to last for up to 12 hours at a time. In the USA, the Food and Drug Administration has found that children given either of these drugs regularly, without an inhaled corticosteroid in the same inhaler, show larger increases than adults in serious asthma events, such as hospitalization or treatment on a ventilator. This relationship to age was not shown in the equivalent data from combination inhalers, which contain both inhaled corticosteroid and the formoterol or salmeterol. The key question is whether combination therapy in children is safer than using regular formoterol or salmeterol by themselves, as so-called monotherapy. So we have gone back to the separate Cochrane reviews, checked for additional data from new trials in children, and put all the results together into an overview. The authors who assessed the Cochrane reviews found that they were of high methodological quality, and the trials on children within them were found to be generally at low risk of giving biased results. Altogether, we found 21 trials on nearly 7,500 children from 4 to 17 years of age. Only one of these children died, so we could not assess the risk of mortality from these trials. However, we were able to look in more detail at children who suffered non-fatal serious events, usually resulting in hospitalization. We did not find any important differences between formoterol and salmeterol in terms of their safety, so we looked at all the results together to increase the statistical power to detect any effects. We then used the results of trials of monotherapy versus placebo and the trials of combination therapy versus inhaled corticosteroids to indirectly compare the safety of monotherapy and combination therapy. We were not able to conclude that combination therapy in children was without risk, as the proportional increase in the risk of serious adverse events was very similar, at around 50%, whether formoterol or salmeterol were given alone or in combination with corticosteroids. However, the trials of monotherapy versus placebo and the trials of combination therapy versus corticosteroids alone had very different overall rates of serious events, with these being much more common in the monotherapy trials. So, we also looked at the absolute differences in risk between the interventions. For every 1,000 children treated with combination therapy for 3 months, our best estimate is that an additional 3 children would be admitted to hospital with a serious adverse event. Whereas in the trials of formoterol and salmeterol without combination inhaled steroids, this figure would be an additional 21 children over 6 months. These findings are important when considering the treatment of children with asthma. Although the FDA has commissioned large trials to assess the safety of combination therapy, the findings from these new studies will not be available for another 5 years. Until then, all we can say is that combination therapy looks safer than using formoterol or salmeterol on their own, but may still carry a small additional risk of a serious adverse event. Children on combination therapy should still be carefully monitored and seek help promptly if their asthma gets worse.
To read Chris's full overview, you can find it at www.thecochranelibrary.com, while the evidence-based child health version is on our website at www.evidence-basedchildhealth.com.